Blog Talk Radio.
Informant Central, stand by.
You're tuned into The Informant. I'm your host, Will Zariski. With over 20 years of investigative experience, visit our website, willzpi.com. Will Zariski on Facebook. Cape Coral PI on Twitter. Follow my page, bring you suppressed news and information. Become an informant today. Check us out on YouTube and iTunes.
It is October 3rd, 2019. I'm your host here on Informant Central, Will Zariski, licensed private investigator here in the state of Florida. We've got Jim Jordan, U.S. Congressman, in a video I saw today by Outlaw Morgan about this sneaky attack that the left is trying to put in text into documents to take away our Second Amendment rights. I want you guys just to listen to this audio, just a few minutes here.
Thank you, Chairman. The House Judiciary passes this bill today, we will have changed a fundamental and sacred principle in this country. In America, you are innocent until proven guilty, until today. If we pass this bill today, we are going to invert the standard and say you are guilty until proven innocent. And you will be guilty without doing anything wrong. Under this bill, you are guilty without doing anything wrong, simply because someone thinks you might do something wrong. And who is the someone under this bill who can petition a court to take away your Second Amendment liberty? Who is the someone defined under this bill? Page 13, Amendment of Nature Substitute. The chairman just introduced it. Top of page 13, it says, family or household member, go down to subsection D. Who is a household member? An individual who resides or who has resided with the respondent during the past year. A roommate who hung out with you for 1 month last year can go petition a court to take away your Second Amendment liberties. Some roommate maybe didn't like you, some thought you were a slob, whatever, can go petition the court to take away your fundamental rights without you doing anything wrong. And oh, guess what? Guess what? When they go in the court to take away your fundamental liberty, even though you haven't done anything, committed no crime, guess what? You don't even get to be there. You don't even get to defend yourself. That's exactly what this bill does. And Mr. Raskin has talked about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I heard him on TV talk about it. I heard it twice now in this committee here today talk about it. And that's how we're going to take away someone's Second Amendment liberties? And this is the House Judiciary Committee, for goodness sake. What other constitutional right can you lose without doing anything wrong and without your knowledge and then have to go petition a court to get it back? Tell me what that is.
I'm happy to
happens. Tell me when that happens. This bill is so wrong on so many levels. It violates fundamental Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
It violates property rights. It violates due process rights. And yet today, the House Judiciary Committee, with the storied history this committee has in defending the Bill of Rights, is going to pass this legislation. I mean, this is scary. This is a scary road to start heading down. We all want to stop gun violence. We all know these terrible, evil things that happen are just that terrible and evil. But doing it, trying to do something that this bill seeks to do in this manner is so fundamentally wrong. And again, for the Judiciary Committee in the United States House of Representatives, who is charged more than any other committee.
All right, I'm going to stop the video there. You get the idea. So we've got the left here, and this is a big deal. You know, what's going on now is right is becoming wrong. Wrong is becoming right. Felons will have guns. they want to do this. They want to take away our Second Amendment rights by our own laws, our own legal system here. By just like Jim Jordan said there in the video clip, if you have a roommate and he doesn't like you, he's going to file something with the court. You get an ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-husband, whatever. Without evidence, they'll just make something up and take away your rights. And the left will stop at nothing to do this. I'm just tired of it. When does it end? We're in America. We have a right to bear arms. It should not be infringed. We have freedom of speech. This is absolutely out of control. And when it affects you, and when felons are running on the streets with guns and law-abiding citizens don't have guns, something's very wrong. Very wrong. We need more people like Jim Jordan to stand up for our rights. We need more people against Congress on these matters and fight these leftists trying to take away our rights. Already not even 10 minutes into broadcast here. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I get back, I've got a lot more news here you want to hear about. And we do have some good news from Florida as a Republican files to remove the permission slip called the concealed weapon permit. And you're going to want to hear that report as soon as I come back.
Truth, Spiritual Warfare, and Paranormal Activity, book 225th Street, Patrick Meekin. He's just released the prequel, Nightmare in Holmes County. This controversial book will bring you face to face with the reality of spiritual warfare and expose hidden secrets that the forces of darkness use to control and destroy people's lives. Nightmare in Holmes County, available now on Amazon. Check it out.
You're listening to Informant Central. Stand by.
Hey folks, Will ZPI inviting you to check out Christian rapper Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
My video, no coincidence. I'm Ninja Scroll. Peace out.
September 11th is the 254th day from the beginning of the year.
2+5+4.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Sure you are, Charlie. That's why I call the professionals at W&W Solutions.
When you need the evidence you're looking for, visit willzpi.com, a full-service investigation agency. Background checks, computer and cell phone forensics, surveillance, bug sweeps, and more. That's willzpi.com. Get the answers today at willzpi.com. License number 828-00088. May just be a little less expensive than you think.
Anger is a normal reaction to tyranny. You know, violence is something different. I don't encourage violence, but to be angry and to do things in the right way, to fight legally against this tyranny, which is what Florida Representative Anthony Sabatini is doing. He filed a House bill, Bill 273. And the bill would remove the requirement for a license to carry a concealed firearm, where it's required here in the state of Florida as a gun owner. The bill will also seek to allow any person who's got to be 18 years old or older to possess a concealed firearm or weapon for self-defense or other lawful purpose within the interior of a private residence, property, you know, public, without having a license. And then, you know, of course, the weapon or the firearm will have to be securely on their person, just like a permit would, but this would be without a permit. Sabatini said that the bill would delete the requirement, and he's calling the concealed weapon permit a permission slip, which is basically what it really is. And, you know, I was having a conversation earlier online with a friend about, you know, I don't understand how it's gotten this way when we have a Second Amendment, and it clearly reads, we have the right to bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. But this is going to be brought up for discussion in the 2020 legislation session. But there are going to be those who repeal it, of course. But we need more men like Jim Jordan, Anthony Sabatini, you know, fighting this leftist agenda. You know, because people, and they know this, the elite know this, than the left, that we will use laws if we get mad at each other to punish each other, and the judges will go along with it because of the way the world's gotten. And then we hear a report from The Reason. Ohio police fired blanks during school shooting drill, needlessly terrifying students. And this was in Dayton, Ohio. That's where, you know, Dayton, Ohio is where my father was residing before he passed away. And these weapons that the police had during this drill, an active shooter drill, that where they fired blanks, it was Franklin High School. And they're saying this is an effort to prepare students for a possible active shooter. We've seen this before in the past. And back in August, police fired off blanks in a high school in Long Island, New York. And it was a response to a pretend shooter who banged on classroom doors while students and teachers hid. Elementary school teachers in Indiana were recently shot execution style with plastic pellets, causing many of them to bruise. In Florida, there was Code Red, which was an exercise last year, which marketed to students as the real deal. This is not a drill, a school administrator announced on an intercom, sending some of the students into an emotional frenzy as they text their parents goodbye. Unreal. They're instilling fear under a political goal. I mean, isn't this defined as terrorism? Instead of training kids to become cowardly and trembling with fear, you know, locking themselves in a room, being victimized, they should be promoting concealed carry for teachers, eliminating this crazy gun-free zone, because those are the places that are most attacked. Ah, man. 14 billion police license plate database that knows where you are in real time, reported by Mass Private. And there's three automatic license plate reader called ALPR, the three companies. They've created a mind-boggling database, 14 billion license plates that allow law enforcement to track anyone in real time. DRN, it's called a digital recognition network, which has a database of over 8 billion license plates. They boast about sending customers, which would be law enforcement, live vehicle location alerts. And then Rinker Systems has a mass 30-state real-time license plate databases that collects about 150 million license plates every month. Rinker Systems. It's also being used in 69 countries, likely has a database of billions of people's license plates. Combined, these three companies alone have easily collected more than 4 billion license plates. And the license plates data is being sent to fusion centers. And if you don't know what a fusion center is, get on Google and understand. It's these locations where they're gathering our data on the citizens here in America. I mean, what will it take for Americans to wake up to this stuff, realize that, you know, license plate tracking, it's not about public safety. And this goes along with the social credit system of China. And there's something else I want to discuss about police officers and officer safety and all this stuff. If you're going to be a police officer, you know that the job alone is a risk. You know every call is going to be a risk. If you're not willing to take that risk, don't become a law enforcement officer. Don't go to the military. I don't know what to tell you. But speaking of the social credit system in China, Chinese internet users must pass a facial recognition test to use the web. And that's all part of the China social credit system. The Daily Mail reported that China has stepped up to its internet censorship by demanding its citizens pass a facial recognition test in order to use their internet. And people who wanted to have internet installed at their home and internet on their phones have to have the facial recognition stuff. And they got to show this to a Chinese authority to prove their identities. And this is a new regulation that will be starting December 1st in China. Sign of the times when we see all of these things. Speaking of seeing things, reported by the Daily Star, a fleet of strange glowing objects seen off North Carolina's coast in a baffling clip. William Guy was traveling on a ferry across the Pelemico Sound Lagoon when he spotted 14 bizarre objects in the sky. Then he immediately started recording the footage. And, you know, this is something, and I'm not getting into the UFO thing, but my wife and I did observe two fireballs in the sky, parallel with each other, that changed direction. You know, there's nothing natural that can do that. And I'm not saying that I believe in extraterrestrial life and anything like that. I believe in a government with superior technology than what they admit. But we did observe these things. I did get it on video. What it was, I couldn't tell you. And then I see an article in Live Science. Falling fireballs crashed in Chile last week. They weren't meteorites, experts say. And it's still under investigation. So we're seeing things more and more. And maybe these things have always occurred, whether it could be, I'm not going to say what my wife and I saw was a natural phenomenon, because it wasn't. There's nothing that can do that. It had to be under intelligent control. But we're seeing more of these reports. And I think that's due to people, I don't know if they're more aware, or it's because we have more cameras, more people in the world to observe these things. A lot of information coming out, technology increasing. And then I got online and I looked, fireballs, UFOs, things like that. There are so many reports out there right now that it's just amazing that, unlike any other time, we're seeing more things like this, especially into the paranormal, where there's no, still, years and years of people and research and study, we still don't have any answers. And there's people still looking for Bigfoot. But then you've got government admitting that they have cloned. And I report on this on the platform Block Talk Radio back in, I think, 2012, that the UK admitted they created 150 half-human and half-animal beings. And they said that they terminated them, but who knows? So when we hear something, my instinct is to immediately look to a government source or the credibility of the person reporting it. But it's very fascinating that more and more of these reports. And then I found an article from Metro, sexually transmitted diseases on the rise among over 65s. UK statistics have revealed that the state of diagnosis went up by 23% for those aged 65 and over since 2014. And as a private investigator, I see a lot of this, especially down here in Florida. And actually, it's pretty simple to figure out. When Viagra, Cialis, all those male enhancement drugs went on the market, the increase of sexually transmitted diseases went up. There's more people in their 60s having sex than probably teenagers these days. And when I was growing up, it was not like that. Now, teenagers were the ones that got all the warnings and not to get the diseases, to use the condoms. Now it's the older people. It seems like we're in some kind of a digression, that the younger people just want to sit around the computers and things, and the older people are actually going out doing these things, because that's probably how they grew up doing things, and how our youth is doing things differently behind computers and closed doors, and a lot of them are not doing a lot of things. And I'm not saying everyone, but The time we are in is so different that I never anticipated the things happening that are happening today. Like this article from Daily Mail. $1,050 a month to live in a shed. That, you know, when I see this, I'm thinking, man, is this Cape Coral, Florida? This is where it's headed. Outrageous listings in San Diego boast one tiny 200-square-foot room, and the property realtor demands potential renters have a credit score of 650 or more. It is getting to the point of ridiculous, crazy insanity. And this doesn't even include water on the property. And it does not allow for pets. And it has no laundry on site. And they're getting over $1,000 a month. And just like here in Cape Coral, Florida, I reported what the Political said, national publication, about Cape Coral, how it was built on lies and the real estate market. Most people know about the subprime real estate market a few years ago and it crashed. And now we are seeing people renting out frickin' sheds for over $1,000 a month. Unreal. And then CBS Chicago reported reckless motorcyclists causing concern throughout the city there. They had this problem over in Miami. There's hundreds, 200, 300. These are dirt bikers, four-wheelers things. Not Harleys, not motorcycle club people. These are young thug-type people, and I don't know much about them. They just seem to come out seeing videos, and there's just hundreds of them weaving through other traffic, running fast past pedestrians. I've seen the video footage. And the cops can't seem to do much about it. And this is a crazy world that we live in now. And I don't know, folks. I think it's a moral problem. And it's not that the technology, the internet, the social media changes who we are. It amplifies, it exacerbates an already bad or good person, bad or good product. We can blame it on parenting, society, or something just very wrong with that person. That's what we're seeing in today's society, where children will be against their parents, even to death. That's what we're going to see, sadly, in the days to come. I wish I had better news, because I'm a guy that likes good things, and I like it when people succeed in life. I do not like to hear failures of others. And so much so, we see people thinking that they're so wise, that they're so intelligent. But in their intelligence, they become as fools because they don't understand so much. Though they have some knowledge about things, there's so much more that they don't. They might be right about one thing and totally off about the other thing. That's why it is up to us to do our own research. I'm William Zariski. That's all I have time for tonight. And I will do other podcasts usually about once a week now. My website's willzpi.com. I appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you get the suppressed news and information out or start your own show. Till next time, God bless.
Join us next time on The Informant, the Radio PI Network, Blog Talk Radio. Visit us on Twitter, Cape Coral PI, Will Zariski on Facebook, and my website, www.willzpi.com. God bless.